The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey guys, welcome to Beating It Up by Prod.Lulzay. In this episode, we're going to be talking about starting a profit. You know, starting a profit off of your music and beats is a weird process and it's different for everybody. I want to include that starting a profit isn't easy either. Making sure that you're consistent and putting in the work and putting your material out is very important. You know, there's different ways to profit. Obviously, making beats, it comes with selling your beats, making profit off of websites like YouTube, getting profit off of views and streams. It's a lot of different ways to even starting to make profit. Let's talk about making your first sale. You don't usually make your first sale right away, but sometimes you can. You want to be able to be reachable on social media platforms, like posting your beats maybe on Instagram. Personally, I do Instagram and YouTube all day, every day, every time I make a beat. But for others, you might want to post your music on TikTok and other platforms like Twitter or X now, it's called. But Instagram for me is the most reachable because you can text people right off your posts and comments, and most people are most active on Instagram, in my opinion. And then also posting your beats on websites such as YouTube and link it to your Instagram so that, you know, you're reachable from different platforms and different devices. A website called BeatStars is where you really put your audio file for sale in a website called BeatStars. It's like a little community website where genres and different beats and music is being sold legally with contracts and leases and stuff like that, which I'll dive deep into later. Working with artists and managers is, you know, not the easiest. You know, you want to be professional as possible, if possible, because some artists and managers aren't really professional. Be aware of people that don't like to pay, especially for your prices. So, you know, you want to keep a good price range for certain leases, in which I'll explain what a lease is. A lease is basically if you need a contract, but most people don't get contracts. They literally just pay if they are going to be buying a beat. But a lease is a contract where you have terms in which the artist or whoever's buying the beat can use the beat for their profit as long as they pay you and assign you a percentage of royalties if possible. So example for me, it would be I would work with a rapper and the rapper would buy the beat for maybe $50 for a regular lease. But that means on my terms, I can sell that beat to other people as well while they use the beat and also give me a percentage of the royalties that they get out of the song or the content that they make with the beat. Now, let's say they want an exclusive lease. Now that's different. An exclusive lease is where a person or somebody, and a rapper, a manager, pays for a beat, which is usually more high priced than a regular lease, but only keeps the beats themselves, which is going to be part of the contract in terms. So, for example, if I run into a rapper that likes my beat a lot, and he's like, I don't want anyone else using this beat, then I would be like, okay, we will need to work out an exclusive lease, which is around the price of $200 and up, I feel like, because your material is worth whatever you think. So for me, it would be $200 and up. But a good price range for that would be maybe $100 and up starting out. But keep that in mind that nobody else will be using this beat. So make sure you get your money's worth and make sure you get your content worth. Now, with that in mind, let's talk about prices. No, regular leases can be priced between $10 and $100. Usually between the producers I know and my prices. My prices are usually $40 to $30 for a regular lease, but other producers like to charge $75. And sometimes there are different terms and different situations where you can up the price for a certain buyer and lower the price for a certain buyer. For example, if it's a known or local rapper in your area, you might want to up it just a little bit because, you know, this is a person that's going to get numbers out of the music. So you want to make sure you get numbers as well. But if it's a little random rapper that you've never seen before, maybe from a different, you know, state or something, you might want to sell that for a lower price because it might mean a lot to them and it might not mean a lot to you. So, you know, just be able to be reachable, and rappers like producers that work with them constantly. So if you're able to work with them with numbers, they're gonna usually come back for more beats. And when I mean numbers, I mean prices. But be aware that, you know, some rappers, especially big time rappers, don't like to pay for beats. So don't let the money and chains and things in the music videos fool you, because most of them do pay, but some may not. Keep that in mind. And when someone doesn't pay for a beat and they end up using it for content, maybe a song, for example, and post it, it's something you want to do called making a claim for unpaid materials, such as basically the beat. You can go on websites like DistroKid, which is like a distribution website for mainstream platforms such as Apple Music and Spotify, etc., where you can post your music onto those platforms, but you can also claim your music from those platforms if you could prove that it's not paid for and that it's your material or content. So therefore, someone doesn't pay for a beat, you can hit DistroKid and say, this is a link to a song, or this is the name of the song that isn't paid for and I need to take it down because it is my material. Boom. After a few days, the DistroKid or whatever website you use will look into it and will eventually take it down, or give you them the option to pay for the lease or whatever it is and keep it up. But then if not, then they will take it down. For my example though, I had a rapper use one of my beats and post a music video on YouTube. YouTube's a little easier to make a claim on content because you can make a claim right off the link and right off the same website. So you can go YouTube and then copy the link of the video, put in YouTube Studio, which is a different website than YouTube, but it's a content creating website for YouTube, if that makes sense. YouTube Studio is just like your statistics as a YouTuber, like your views, it keeps track of your watch hours, your things like that. So your likes, stuff like that. So when you post a video, it'll keep track of everyone's stats on that too. So when you copy that link and put it into YouTube Studio and say, this is my content that was not paid for, and I will show you my content that I just posted maybe 3 weeks ago, for example, boom, paste that link in there, and then YouTube will look into it and then eventually take it down as well, in which that was my case and my situation. And also make sure you do your research before you start taking things down randomly, because if you put in a title free for use, there's no point in taking things down because their argument will say the title said free for use. So make sure you have all the background knowledge and, you know, research to be able to claim or put in a claim for your material or content. And that's a part of being professional and knowing what you're doing, because once you start to make profit, you gotta, like I said, stay consistent and be professional. Yeah, just make sure you're reachable at all times, because maybe a rapper or something or a manager may not pay for it and not know that they didn't pay for it because they have a lot going on. So, you know, make sure you also reach out, because, you know, social media works wonders, and they might be posting it all over social media or whatnot, and you're sitting here watching and you like the song, but you're not getting paid. So make sure you're reachable and you can reach out and maybe work things out in a professional manner as well. In a professional manner, for sure. And then royalties. Royalties come with, you know, the lease of a beat. Some people just don't want royalties at all because, you know, some rappers won't even make money off the music, especially local rappers or little rappers that aren't really heard of. But, you know, royalties play a big role, especially when working with bigger artists and more mainstream artists, especially with artists that put content on multiple platforms. But, you know, that's always something you can work out with any artist. So it shouldn't really be a problem until it is a problem where you aren't getting your royalties or you're not getting your payments. That's when you can make a claim on, as I said before, DistroKid or YouTube. Most of the time, if it's just posted on YouTube, they won't make a lot of money. But you still want to get your pay, so make sure you work that out with the manager of the artist or the artist, whatever the case may be. In my case, I work with this big artist named Mazi. He's like a Northern Californian artist. He's pretty big, in my opinion, in the West Coast scene and the hip-hop scene, for sure. And that's where I produce my beats. It's the West Coast and hip-hop scene, rap scene. He does big numbers. He makes the radio a lot. So I have about 2 songs on him that are released, and I get payments from him. I'm in touch with his manager. Like, we keep it professional. We also, you know, created a bond where, you know, we call each other bro and stuff like that. You know, that's good too. A part of being professional, like creating relationships, but you also want to make sure professional outcomes are coming with that. You know, you don't want to get tricked into thinking that he's your quote unquote bro and he's not paying you for your content. But if he's paying for your content, that's just a plus, and make sure you keep building upon that relationship. For me, I get royalties, 20% of what the 2 songs, so 20% from each song. But I split the 20 with another producer because we collabed on a project, and we're splitting that 10-10 for one song, and then I get 20% from another song. So, yeah. And overall, this is this will conclude this podcast and episode. You want to make sure, keys, to stay consistent. Find your ways to make profit, which means being reachable, being on social media, be on different websites such as YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, X or Twitter, BeatStars, stuff like that. Other websites that you could think of that may be more popular from where you're from. Making sure that you're working with artists and managers and being able to work with numbers and prices and terms and leases. You want to be professional. Be aware of what's going on at all times when people are ready to pay or not ready to pay. Make sure you are getting your royalties, you're getting your payment, and especially when you need them and they're not paying you. Make sure you're getting your royalties, make sure you're getting them from websites and getting them from the artists or whatever the situation may be. Like I said, the situation will be different. And make sure you are doing your research, being able to understand when and where to claim your unpaid for materials, and stay up to date with everything you got going on as a producer. This episode is brought to you by prod.luze, starting a profit. Thank you for listening.